Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Secret Order of Millionaires by David McKnight is a personal finance parable about tax-efficient wealth building, aimed especially at younger investors tempted by speculative trends. Rather than presenting a conventional manual, it follows Caleb Calloway, a social media investment figure whose faith in memecoins, NFTs, and fast money tactics is challenged after an academic setback. Through Ron and the Secret Order of Millionaires, Caleb encounters ordinary people who have accumulated wealth through disciplined, long-term methods. The book uses this story structure to introduce seven principles for building tax-free wealth, including the role of the stock market, the distinction between tax-deferred and tax-free investing, and the use of life insurance strategies within a broader retirement plan. McKnight is best known for advocating the 0% tax bracket, and this book extends that theme in a more accessible narrative format. Its purpose is practical to redirect readers from short-term speculation towards structured, tax-aware financial planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a financial parable that contrasts viral speculation with disciplined wealth building, McKnight frames the financial argument through Caleb Calloway, a young investment influencer whose confidence in meme coins, NFTs, and internet-driven trading is disrupted when his thesis is rejected. This device gives the book a clear adversary, not technology itself, but the belief that wealth can be reliably built by chasing attention, novelty, and rapid price movement. The Secret Order of Millionaires functions as a counterexample, made up of ordinary people whose wealth comes from habits that are less visible and less dramatic. The parable structure matters because it lets McKnight compare two definitions of sophistication. Caleb initially treats complexity, speed, and public influence as signs of financial intelligence. The order instead treats patience, tax awareness, and disciplined participation in proven systems as more durable forms of judgment. This approach makes the book accessible for readers who may not want a technical finance text, but it also narrows the argument. Readers looking for a detailed comparison of modern asset classes will find the speculative side treated mainly as a cautionary contrast rather than as a balanced investment study. Secondly, the stock market is presented as a long-term ownership engine, not a trading arena. One of the central lessons attributed to the order is that the stock market remains one of the strongest long-term wealth-building mechanisms available to ordinary investors. McKnight does not present the market as a place for constant prediction or social media performance. Instead, the book positions broad participation in productive businesses as a more reliable foundation than isolated bets on fashionable assets. The reasoning is straightforward: ownership in companies links the investor to earnings, innovation, and economic growth, while short-term speculation often depends on finding a later buyer at a higher price. In the parable, this principle contrasts with Caleb and his emphasis on viral opportunities and fast gains. The lesson is not that stocks are risk-free, but that market risk can be managed more rationally through time horizon, diversification, and disciplined behavior than through trend chasing. This topic also connects the book to mainstream personal finance, but with a tax planning emphasis. Wealth accumulation is treated as only the first step. How that wealth is held and later accessed matters because taxes can materially affect the usefulness of investment returns. Thirdly, tax-deferred growth is separated from genuinely tax-free retirement income. The book's most important technical distinction is between tax-deferred and tax-free investing. Tax-deferred accounts can be valuable because they postpone taxation and may allow money to compound before withdrawals begin. McKnight, however, emphasizes that postponement is not elimination. If future tax rates are higher, or if required withdrawals push retirees into taxable income, deferred accounts can create later pressure. Tax-free strategies, by contrast, are presented as tools for controlling future tax exposure and supporting the broader goal commonly found in McKnight work, reaching the 0% tax bracket in retirement. The point is not simply to avoid taxes in the present, but to design a retirement income system that reduces uncertainty. This is a useful corrective to advice that focuses only on contribution limits or current year deductions. The book asks readers to think about the tax treatment of every dollar at the point it will actually be used. A limitation is that the best balance between deferred and tax-free vehicles depends on age, income, employer plans, state taxes, and changing law. The principle is clear, but implementation requires individualized planning rather than a single universal formula. Fourthly, life insurance is treated as a specialized tax planning tool rather than a simple policy purchase. A distinctive element of the book is its treatment of life insurance as more than a death benefit product. Drawing on themes associated with McKnight's broader work, it presents certain life insurance strategies as a possible tax advantage reserve or personal banking tool. The appeal is that properly structured policies may offer tax-favored growth, access to values under specific rules, and protection features that differ from ordinary brokerage or retirement accounts. In the context of the parable, this expands the idea of wealth building beyond accumulation in market accounts alone. The practical reasoning is that liquidity and tax treatment can matter as much as the rate of return, especially when retirement income must be coordinated across multiple sources. At the same time, this is the area where readers should be most cautious and analytical. Life insurance can involve costs, surrender periods, underwriting, policy design choices, and long-term funding commitments. The book presents the strategy as part of a tax-free wealth framework, not as a casual purchase. A prudent reader should treat it as a planning concept to evaluate with qualified advice, clear illustrations, and comparison against simpler alternatives such as Roth accounts, taxable brokerage accounts, and emergency savings. Lastly, retirement planning is measured by after-tax income, not just by becoming a millionaire. The book extends its tax focus into the retirement distribution phase, where the central question is not only how much wealth a person has, but how efficiently that wealth can be turned into spendable income. McKnight connects tax-free planning with the goal of improving sustainable withdrawal rates, because lower tax drag can allow the same portfolio to support more after-tax income. This shifts retirement planning away from a simple account balance target. A retiree with large taxable distributions may have less flexibility than another retiree with a mix of tax-free, taxable, and deferred sources. The order principles, therefore, encourage readers to think in terms of sequencing, diversification by tax category, and control over taxable income. This is especially relevant when Social Security taxation, Medicare-related thresholds, required minimum distributions, and future tax policy are considered. Although the book appears to keep the discussion accessible rather than deeply actuarial, the practical implication is that financial freedom is not defined only by becoming a millionaire. It is defined by the ability to draw income without being forced into unnecessary tax burdens or reactive decisions. That makes the book more retirement-oriented than its youthful parable frame might first suggest. In conclusion, The Secret Order of Millionaires is best suited for readers who want an approachable entry point into tax-aware wealth building, especially younger investors, early professionals, and families who have heard about crypto, trading, or online finance strategies but want a more durable framework. It will also interest readers of McKnight and his Power of Zero material who prefer a narrative introduction rather than a direct advisory manual. The practical benefit is that it encourages readers to evaluate wealth by after-tax usefulness, not by account size alone. It also introduces important planning questions: which assets should be used for growth, which accounts should provide retirement income, and how future tax exposure can be reduced before retirement begins. Intellectually, the book is useful because it challenges the cultural glamour of visible speculation with a quieter model of compound growth, tax diversification, and long-term discipline. Its distinguishing feature within the personal finance category is the combination of parable and tax-free retirement planning. Many finance books explain investing behavior, and many retirement books analyze taxes in technical terms. McKnight blends those subjects through a story designed to make tax strategy understandable without requiring professional expertise. Readers should still verify product-specific recommendations and consult qualified advisors, particularly around life insurance. But the book offers a clear framework for asking better financial questions. If you would like to support David McKnight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.